I have as a guest today a spokesperson from Pacific Power, Tom Gaunt. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And Tom, I wanted to talk to you about, as we head into the cold and the temperatures really drop, I felt a difference in my home and I thought to myself, my power bill is definitely going to go up. So I wanted to know if you could give some ideas on how to save money as we head into winter without me having to go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, you shouldn't have to buy a whole lot of things. Hoping that if you do have a sweater, that might help. Because probably the single biggest thing to hold the line on cost and save energy is to just, you know, resist temptation and keep the thermostat at about 68. And, you know, that's not, it's not extra warm by any means, but if you're, you know, moving around and have a light sweater on or a good shirt, you know, you ought to be pretty comfortable. And just the, you know, the savings that goes on, or put it this way, the cost of keeping that house just a few degrees warmer, you know, really show up.
You know, and most people have, oh, maybe you don't have a Snuggie, but they have a blanket or a robe and slippers. They have all those things already. We just don't tend to use them, do we?
No, it's always so much easier just to nudge that thermostat up a little bit. And, you know, I see myself doing it myself. I say, oh, gee, you know, I want it to get warmer faster.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn it up to 75 for just 10 minutes, you know.
Now, you mentioned that a lot of these ideas are behavioral changes. So what else have you got?
Well, another one is the hot water heater. I mean, the great hot shower in the morning is great. But you know, can you really tell the difference between 130 degrees and 120 degrees? And there's also some safety elements of scalding and things. But 120 degrees, if you can notch that water heater down, that's going to you know, be a very similar thing. You're just heating the water that much less and saving that much, because those are your two biggest things. You're heating the house, heating water. Between your bigger things.
Okay, now Tom, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, sure. I'm hoping for more money-saving tips as we head into winter.
Alrighty.
Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
HomeFed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at HomeFed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Kim Birchfield here talking with Tom Gaunt from Pacific Power. Tom, could you share a few more ideas as we have a couple more minutes here on how people can save money?
So I'm still with the hot water thing. You know, we all know we can do laundry in cold water or warm water rather than hot water. So, you know, to the extent that you're able to do that, doing the laundry with cold or at least a warm cycle rather than the hot will save. Similarly with, again, another behavioral thing of just running a dishwasher only when it's full, where we all kind of get in the habit of just kind of loading them up and doing it at night after dinner and say, well, you know what? We didn't usually use that many dishes. This could wait another day. Well, that's one less usage.
Yeah.
That's another good size one.
Okay. And I guess probably with laundry, same thing. Even though you can do smaller loads and you can change the dial, it's probably better to wait till you have a full load, huh?
Yeah. So just, you know, just kind of the thinking of saying, well, you know, I guess there's the load from the kids' room. I could just kind of take the color, you know, from that. And, you know, I'm not the laundry king, but, you know, I know you can kind of, it's kind of convenience versus kind of saying, well, God, if I just kind of think this out another 5 seconds, I think I'll come to a more efficient solution. And that's a lot of it is kind of, we kind of have the, it's really, we have lots of good appliances and we turn a dial and we can really change things, whether it's turning the heat up, but it would just wait a few moments and kind of go, well, you know, I could actually save some money on by doing it this way, if I just kind of think for, you know, an extra bit.
Okay, Tom, now I know you have some ideas with windows and doors and such, but we've run out of time. So where could people go, though, if they want more of these tips that you're offering?
Well, they can go to our website, and there's a special one called BeWattSmart.com, and you should be able to find out all sorts of things there.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom Gaunt, Pacific Power. Live Take 5, News Talk, 1110, KBND, Bend.